Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Ariane Kisriwani. I'm an investment specialist at UBP. And today we're discussing UBAM 30 Global Leaders Equity, Outlook and Positioning. The key takeaways are, companies are facing several headwinds for the Q3 results, primarily from raw material prices inflation and supply chain disruptions. Companies identified as delivering high and stable CFROI, cash flow return on investment, are structurally well-equipped to weather these transitory challenges. UBAM 30 Global Leaders Equity has delivered plus 25% in absolute net performance since the start of the year, despite short-lived and difficult-to-time sector rotations in 2021. As the Q3 earnings season unfolds, rising raw material prices and supply chain disruptions are constituting the largest pressure points on companies' revenues and future guidance. However, most of the recent increase in prices and supply disruptions can be attributed to temporary causes rather than structural or sustainable effects, such as demand and spending upsurge post-lockdowns, specific factories and production bottlenecks due to local confinements, which should ease as businesses catch up on output. Furthermore, the outstanding demand that cannot be fulfilled in 2021 is expected to be deferred into next year, notably for essential components such as semiconductors, leading to an extension of the growth phase. Indeed, the US ISM Manufacturing New Business Orders Indicator is still hovering around historic highs, indicating significant levels of confidence in the production pipeline for the coming months. While the US have probably reached the peak in inflation for this growth cycle, with 5.4 year-on-year CPI growth and 4% for the core CPI, Europe is still recording higher prints that are projected to peak in Q4 2021 and return to below 2% target in 2022. This transitory inflation has not and is not expected to dampen consumption in this specific market setup, given the higher savings level and the higher propensity to consume at hand post-lockdown. It is thus crucial for investors in 2022 to not only identify companies that will be able to deliver on their production pipelines, but those with high pricing power and the ability to pass through higher input costs to preserve their margins. The current 30 Global Leaders equity portfolio is expected to navigate markets well into 2022, as the structurally high CFROI bias of the portfolio holdings implies a lower risk of supply chain disruption or inventory buildup with asset-light business models such as Visa, NASDAQ, and S&P Global, and low capital intensity ratios. A lower interest rate sensitivity, given the low indebtedness and low debt-to-EBITDA ratios, and a low overall reliance on future dividend payments for total return. A higher pricing power with established companies offering superior products or services with high entry barriers and significant market share, such as LVMH and Sika. A lower overall downside risk with a portfolio beta typically below 1, calculated ex ante and ex post, with proven limited historical drawdown. Lower exposure to energy consumption and raw material prices, as evidenced by the low carbon footprint of the portfolio. UBAM 30 Global Leaders Equity continues to deliver strong performances year to date, with plus 25% in net absolute performance and more than plus 8% in net excess return over its benchmark. Since the beginning of the year, stock selection has proved yet again to be more efficient than timing sector rotations. Despite lagging the benchmark in September, The fund is leading again in performance over the month of October with +5.8% net return. With a proven track record of downside protection with upside participation, this strategy constitutes a diversified all-weather exposure to global equity markets. The portfolio offers a CFRY level of 18% versus an average 8% for global equities, providing investors with superior and resilient levels of value creation over any market cycle. There was little need for portfolio turnover in 2021. The positioning of the fund has remained stable, with only two changes done in Q1 2021, when companies with potentially fading CFRY and challenged business models were replaced by candidates with more solid return profiles and entry barriers. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.